everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners, Max for Men. That's Max, the number 4, Men. It's a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want but can't figure out how to get. Think bold, erotic, and masculine, a combination most women would die for. The Max Attract pheromone cologne mixes with each man's natural pH balance and pheromone output to develop a man's natural sexual scent. The cologne is infused with pheromones, which helps men attract women with a simple whiff. If you want to get the Max Attract pheromone cologne or any of their other amazing products at maxformen.com, that's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcasts, check out our blogs, videos, and sign up for our RSS feed, which would be awesome if you did that. I launched a new YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/sexwithemily. So everyone should check it out. I'm going to do videos every week. Hey, Menace.
I have to say that I watched one of your videos.
Which
one?
But
I guess you shot it a long time ago. It was at one of my favorite places, not because I like to go see strippers, but just historical fact
right.
about it.
Is Mitchell Brothers.
The Mitchell Brothers.
That was an older one, but yeah. Do you like it?
It was really interesting. Yeah,
wasn't it?
I watched it, yeah.
It's on my homepage right now. Mm-hmm. I went to Mitchell Brothers, which is this like infamous strip club here in the city, and I interviewed these strippers, and they taught me how to dance, and they dressed me, and it's mm-hmm. a funny little video.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so those are some old ones. I got a bunch of new, but if they're new to you, if you haven't seen them, and every week I'm going to be doing more where I'm reading your letters, actually. I'm answering some emails, and I'm giving sex tips, and I'm also reviewing some sex toys. That's what's going to be on the YouTube channel.
I like it.
So please subscribe to it. That's what I got to say. Also, one more thing I'd love you to do is to review and rate us on iTunes. And that would be awesome as well. We'd really appreciate that. And you can also find me on Twitter, Emily Morse, M-O-R-S-E, and on Facebook, my Sex with Emily page. Menace, where can we find you?
WhiteMenace.com.
Perfect. Okay, so as you know, we're doing 3 to 4 shows a week. And this show is, we're talking about bondage today. Bondage.
Menace
just gave me a look.
How
yeah.
much have you delved into this realm of
personally?
Bond? Yeah.
I personally, not enough. Let me tell you, when mm-hmm. I've been tied up by a guy, like, I think it's mm-hmm. really hot. And I'm not talking that you need to go out and get some serious, like, whips and chains and the big mm-hmm. buckles and all that stuff that's, like, crazy. There's like beginner bondage kits you can get. Like if you go to adamandeve.com, they have, you know, when you put an Emily at checkout, you get a discount, or Pleasure Galaxy is another one. And you also put an Emily at checkout. They have these beginner that are like Velcro straps that you can very easily just like bind your arms or do. Like,
yeah.
It's simple. Have you ever done it?
When I get a little intoxicated, I like tie chicks up.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Oh my God, it's so hot. I like it. And I'm telling mm-hmm. you, not men do not do this enough.
Yeah.
In my life, in my history, I'd say maybe once or twice, but it's just mm-hmm. there's something so hot about being like, first of all, like I think everyone should try being both dominated and the dominator, like being dominant mm-hmm. and submissive. Because I know you're probably thinking, I don't want to ever be tied up. Are you mm-hmm. thinking that you don't want to ever be tied up?
Me?
Yeah. Or no,
yeah,
would you like it?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be tied up.
Okay.
Because the place can catch on fire, the chick can steal my money, you know.
Depends what kind of chicks you're bringing home.
Yeah.
But the beauty of bondage is that, okay, I've got some stuff here that I want to read to you. So the submissive can't move or fight off the sexual feelings that she or he will be having.
It's a very powerful and erotic position for the dominant to be in. It's also exciting for the submissive. I think everyone should try both of those. So once your partner is tied up, this is a unique opportunity to experiment with a wide range of sensual touches. So you tie your partner up. And again, I recommend one of these like beginner bondage kits that have like Velcro. It's so easy. You don't have to like deal with snaps or, and you could probably get out of it if there's a fire.
Yeah.
So feathers or silky fabrics are very sensual tools in bondage. They tickle, they excite, they make the skin's neurotransmitters go crazy when they're passed along the skin. It's an amazing sensation to be tied down and have a feather, scarf, or silk run up your thighs and around your breasts. So that is the thing. Like, just when you have tied your partner up, put, you know, feathers or something, like play with fabric.
You're talking about something so sorry, I just hit the microphone. You're talking in a way that it's so tame. But when people think bondage, they think like full on leather suits,
right?
Whips and bats and chains and all this stuff.
This is not that. This is like bondage 101. This is bondage beginner. 101, beginner bondage.
Am I tiptoeing into the full leather suit and the zipped up?
You might
mouth.
Menace. You might soon, but for now, I'm talking like you put your boyfriend's necktie around his eyes and his or around his ankles and his hands, and I mean, it's like easy bondage.
There's no ball gags involved.
No ball gags. We're not getting there. We could go there another time, maybe in our bondage 102 course. But right now, this is just like basics of bondage. Like, it doesn't have to be a whole production. You don't need to go to the store and buy all the leathers, whips, and chains. I mean, you could use a silk scarf. You could use a regular scarf. You could use a necktie. I mean, you don't even have to buy anything to do bondage. So that's what I'm going to cover on here. Just like little things that you can do, like just bind the wrists and use a blindfold or something. So no, I'm not talking crazy bondage. So you should turn this off right now. And you know, no, this is stuff that everyone can do and should try. Cause I think you'll think it's really hot.
All right.
Okay. So let's talk about oral sex and bondage. So the tongue is a wonderful thing. It can bring such wonderful sensations to the neck, ears, face, mouth, chest, and of course the clitoris or the penis. During bondage, kissing, licking, and sucking on your submissive is an absolute must. So oral sex bondage is an extremely powerful experience. The power involved with oral sex is one that many women still don't realize they have. So when the dominant has oral sex with the submissive, the experience is completely different. The submissive feels vulnerable and helpless to stop the pleasure. But as I mentioned, it's a good thing. So imagine this. You're tied, you're restrained, but you're getting pleasure and you can't really like stop it. And maybe you're even blind. I love the blindfold. Mm-hmm. And it's just hot because you don't know what the person's going to do next. And you can't touch, you can't do anything. You're like blind and you have no control, but you're getting this pleasurable sensation.
Yeah.
With your tongue. Wouldn't that feel good?
Yeah, it would feel awesome.
So maybe you would be tied up, then you'd like it. Wouldn't you like if a woman went down on you and your arms were tied and you're blindfolded? How about blindfolded?
Blindfolded? I guess. That's
what if
fine.
You didn't know what she was going to do? Like, but it was everything she was doing was hot. Like, she was sucking you, kissing you.
Of course, if it's hot, then yes.
No, this is all hot. I'm giving you all hot, hot suggestions here, okay? So.
What do you like? Let's go over it again.
What do I like?
Yes.
What
in
do
detail.
I like? In detail.
Yes.
If I like the teasing. Okay, so here's the thing about bondage. It's all about teasing, right? It's all about you can't have me yet. So let's say a guy tied me up, for example. I love the teasing part, like that I can't touch him, that he might touch me, he might make me wait, like make me beg for it. Like women, the number one thing that women, and I'm putting myself in this category, complain about or say that is their biggest turn on or they would like men to do more is teasing. And you've made fun of this before. But yeah.
Yeah.
Teasing is so hot for women because it's the foreplay and it's the anticipation and it's the buildup.
Well, teach guys how to tease. How should they tease?
Okay. So for example, let's say I'm tied up and I have a blindfold on and you are like my hands are tied or my legs are tied together or tied to the bedpost if you have a bedpost. They also have underbed restraints that you can use, by the way, if you want to get technical. And let's say, oh my God, how do I describe this? Let's say he is teasing me. He's not quite going for any particular. He's not going for my breasts. He's not going down there, but he's kissing around different areas. So he's teasing me. He's like kissing my neck. Like he's like getting close and then pulling away and like he's about to touch me or maybe he's about to put a finger inside me, but he doesn't, or he's about to lick me, or he'll do it a little bit and then he'll pull back.
Okay.
The back and the forth or like, or just like till you want to, like you want her to beg for it or him to beg for it. I have a lot of friends who tie up their partners, and men really get into it. I think there's so many things that men think they wouldn't be into, and if they just tried it once, they would be like, holy shit, this feels so good.
Yeah.
Like, and I think men would like the teasing too, even though you have
Not a big fan of the teasing.
Right. So I think that that's what I would like.
But if
I would
a
like,
woman wants it, I would give it to
her. And I'd like to be like tickled and and just, I want to be like, have it build and build and build. The sensations to build. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Did you?
I took notes.
Okay. So another thing would be, okay, so you could also use a warming gel, like with oral sex. Like if you're blindfolded, you don't know what sensations you're going to have. So if you use like some of those like warming lubes and stuff and or use ice cubes, oh, this would be really hot too. So I've done this before. I had blindfolded somebody. Oh, this was really hot. Okay, I use bondage tape, which you know that I love bondage tape, which is like the sticky tape that you can use.
You should
use
have your own brand.
Shouldn't I?
Yes.
It says Sex with Emily all over it?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Okay. So I tied up this guy. I put bondage tape around his eyes and around his hands. And then I went to the kitchen and I had a bowl of ice cubes. And I had just like, I think I had like feathers and I had maybe some massage oil. And so like the ice, I put in my ice cube in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I would like tickle it down, like drip it down his back and down his front, like flip him over and then like put the ice down his butt. It feels really good.
Yeah.
Do you know that when you're performing oral sex on a man that like to have like an ice cube in your mouth or something minty really feels,
yeah,
can
like
feel good?
Yeah.
A breath mint.
Uh-huh.
Like the Altoid. Remember the whole Bill Clinton thing with Monica Lewinsky? So an Altoid, a breath mint. And so you're blindfolded, so you don't really know what sensation you're going to feel and it feels hot. This I think he lost his mind. I made him feel so good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He was like, holy shit, no one's ever done this to me before.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing you can do.
Wow.
Do you not
I think
picture-
there's a lot of men currently masturbating to this podcast right now.
Some people do masturbate to this podcast.
They do?
Yeah. People have emailed me and said that, I think.
Are you
I don't
serious?
Read those letters. I read them. I don't read them to you. Maybe one or two. I don't know. Do you think they do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get some emails after this. Yes, I currently masturbate to your podcast.
Okay. So toys, another fun thing to incorporate into your bondage. And again, we're talking like light bondage of the wrists and the eyes. I'm not talking about heavy duty. It's sex toys. Because sex toys make a noise. So when they're turned on, the person who's like submissive hears the noise, and there's like this anticipatory thing, knowing like that
my
it's coming.
Noise is my feeling is fear. Skinny.
If you were to, yeah, you'd be freaking afraid. I'm swearing a lot today. You'd be afraid. Okay, so toys allow the dominant person. So that's like if you were tying me up to tease all parts of the body with the vibrations, which also again, all these ice vibrators, it feels really, really good. And so it kind of like builds and builds the excitement. So you're just teasing. A lot about bondage is teasing and not quite giving in. And if you're reversing the roles, like the dominant and the submissive, so I'm submissive to you and you're dominating me, there's just something hot about it's whole power play. And it's like I can't escape, and you're going to do what you want to me, and it just, I don't know, it just feels really hot. You've never done any
Seems
of that
Seems like
stuff?
You're really into this.
Really?
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that I guess I am, and it turns me on, but I've probably, a few times in my life, have I had, like, done this and had good experiences with it, and I think I should have more, and
yeah,
everyone
should
have more.
I think you should delve into it.
So men, though, don't have to be left out. So if the men is a submissive, there's massagers that can be used on his nipples, tummy, his balls, shaft, penis to accompany as much pleasure. You'd love that. No, just kidding. Of the erogenous zones, I think you might like the way a vibrator feels on you, Manus.
Where?
On your penis.
Okay.
A little bit of vibration on your penis feels really good.
Okay.
Have you ever experienced that?
I have not.
God, I got to give you some stuff. Okay,
I have not, because people are going to say, oh, he hasn't tried anything. I go, because it goes back to the debate that I've had where you get the sensation where you can't go back to just having normal sex.
But you can. I've done this a few
times.
It's
like a drug, you know? It's a gateway.
Why do you think that? You think we're going to be dressing up in those furry costumes
soon
and everything?
Yeah, next thing, we're going to be at furry conventions, you and I.
You think all this is a gateway. You're wrong.
Okay, that's
okay.
Just how I feel.
Right.
I'm just one man.
Does any of this seem hot to you, though? Like, not knowing what comes next?
Yeah, but I don't know. Just me being tied up, it freaks me out. I'm afraid. I can admit, I am afraid.
You're really afraid the house is going to burn down and she's going to steal your wallet.
Yes. Yes.
You got to start dating different kinds of women.
Okay.
Okay. So what else? Okay, you can step it up if you're comfortable to go beyond teasing. Because, again, everything I've been talking about up to this point is teasing. There's whole other levels of bondage to explore. Sex toys, like I said, bring an element to it. And you can also, you know, have sex if you want. You can have sex while your partner is tied up. Like, you could tie your partner up and then have sex with them once you tease for a really, really long time. And she's begging for it or he's begging for it. Then you finally have sex maybe and you don't untie him, or maybe you untie one arm. Mm-hmm. And you actually go ahead and have sex. So that's some stuff you could do with bondage. And there are some safety tips I just need to mention. This is not something to try with someone you've just met, Menace. Mm-hmm. You really don't know whether they are trustworthy or not until you know them better, however charming people might seem at first. So there's definitely safety issues. Mm-hmm. Talk about it beforehand. Discuss what you plan to do, at least generally. Say what you will or will not allow. And these are rules and limits that are sacred and shouldn't be broken. So just discuss the stuff if you're weary about it. You know, Menace, maybe they'll give you the extra key or something, or your all phone right. So you can call your mommy if you're yeah. scared. So that's just some bondage for you, everyone. Good. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. One of the reasons you're able to listen to us for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations is a sex-positive store carrying the best toys with an informative website at goodvibes.com. I got my very first toy from Good Vibrations, so I've been a fan for a long time, and they never disappoint. They have a huge online store at goodvibes.com, and you can literally find anything on there from toys to DVDs to games. Just click on the Good Vibrations banner at sexwithemily.com and enter coupon code GVEMILY20 for 20% off on orders of $100 or more. So check it out. You'll help yourself, and you'll help keep Sex with Emily free, just like it should be. Thanks for listening. I promise your sex life will improve.